This is CliffCentral.com.
We are totally live right now on VOOV Central. Hanging out for the first time in the year. Yeah, there we go. Coming to you on DSTV channel 196 and, of course, in the VOOV app. And we're live streaming right now on CliffCentral.com with a very, very cool guest to kick off hashtag VOOV Central for 2018. And I'm so close to you.
I know. I was just like, forget any form of personal space.
Have you been this close to someone so far this month?
I mean, why are you cornering me?
This, I'm not. I'm literally cornering you. But
I could have. Okay. It's possible.
It's only been 5 days.
I mean, I don't, you know.
Okay, yeah, there we go. All right. This unbelievable, incredible woman sitting next to me is Didi Makubane, who is so many things, an MC, an actress, a presenter. And I think the thing that I was most enthralled with when I took a look at your sort of bio and your credentials was just this extensive amount of theater work.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But theater is like the root of all great entertainment, right?
Definitely, definitely. I think I owe most of the kind of person that I've branched out into to theater.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's got so many elements. It's live, you know, there's the rehearsal process, there's learning how to control your voice, and so many things that sort of put into perspective and also work as a great preparation for, you know, divulging into other facets of the industry as you go.
Absolutely. And you totally have. We're going to speak about it in a sec. We are live right now on CliffCentral.com in the CliffCentral app, plus in the VOOV app, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store, plus on DSTV channel 196. So I looked up at a TV there. You couldn't see me look up at the TV, but I looked up at the TV. That's what I was doing, is looking up at the TV. All right. Didi, talk to me about kind of, you know, being good at so many different aspects of entertainment, whether it's being able to hold your own on a stage, on TV, and how you adapt yourself based on the medium that you are expressing yourself in.
First and foremost, it takes a whole lot of practice.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who woke up overnight and was like, I can do it all, you know? It takes a lot of practice. There's nothing that you can literally master without putting in the necessary work and committing to whatever it is that you'd like to see yourself flourishing in. So with every single thing that is on my portfolio that I have mastered, well, I don't even want to use the word mastered, because I feel like there's always room for improvement. Mm. There's always room to learn more, because, you know, we're in a constant state of change. We're constantly innovating ourselves. So, yeah, the point is to keep learning, really, and never to get comfortable.
Yeah. Mm. Never get comfortable.
No.
Is this why this morning you were exercising to home fitness DVDs? And you took a very sexy snap of a selfie, and then you said that you are better now than you were 6 months ago, but you still have a lot of work to do. This is all over your Instagram, so I'm not saying anything that's particularly
something like that. Yeah. Something like that. I feel like that's the name of. I always compare a lot of, especially when I do my motivational talks.
Yeah.
I always compare anything that you're in pursuit of, to working out or to body improvement. It's not an overnight process. You have to be disciplined. You have to be consistent, and you know the list goes on and on and on.
On and on and on and on. All right. Hanging out on VOOV Central. I have the VOOV app open in front of me. Shout out to everybody who is hanging out. Different people entering the room.
Yay.
Joyce entering the room. Shailene entering the room. Wheezy entering the room. Jula entering. I am Entle entering. Dakar _ Katlego says, I don't know what's happening. It's Didi's in the building. That's what's happening. Dakar, now you know what is happening.
Hi there.
So Didi, talk to me about what 2017 was like from a career standpoint, and kind of where you want to take things this year. Lots of massive credits to your name, from shows like Intersections to Zabalazi. You've done some really, really phenomenal acting work, presenting work, all of it. What did 2017 really deliver on, and what do you want 2018 to deliver on?
I could safely say the highlight of, well, 2016, end of 2016 into 2017, was that I booked a lead role on my first ever telenovela, which is Keeping Score.
Yeah.
So it's great, because as most people know or don't know, our industry tends to be quite seasonal. So, you know, you get great seasons where you're just booking work left, right, and center. And then there's seasons where it's like, you know.
For some people, that's all year.
It happens. I mean, I was fortunate enough that when I completed shooting Keeping Score, I started interning at a community radio station. Cool. Because one day I want to sit next to you. Well, not next to you. I want to be you.
Oh, okay.
Like,
cool.
I want to do what
we can swap
doing.
Chairs.
So cool. So started interning on a radio station. I shot 3 short films. What else did I do in 2018?
So many things.
Oh, yes. And I did a lot of public speaking events.
Yes, I saw on your Instagram that you speak a lot and you're out there to inspire a lot of young women specifically, I would imagine.
Well,
young
women
people.
And the youth. Youth.
Talk to me about what you get out of doing that. Because I know for a lot of people that do motivational speaking, sometimes it's about the paycheck, but sometimes it's also just about, you know, what the audience give them versus what you give them. So what do the audiences give you when you go out and do talks all around SA for youth?
I think for me, and this is one thing that I always highlight, is I was fortunate enough to have a very strong support structure that supported my dreams of wanting to be in entertainment from a very young age. And as a result, I feel like I'm literally living my dream, even though it's not as glamorous as I imagined it would be. But by virtue of the fact that I love it so much and I'm so passionate about it, I don't feel like I work a day in my life, you know? And I was just like, how can I share this to the youth? How can I let more people know that there's absolutely nothing wrong with dreaming big, you know, with wanting what you want and being specific about what you want and how you want it. So that's primarily what most of my talks are surrounded by. It's just really following your dreams and really committing, working hard, being disciplined, being consistent in whatever it is, not being swayed by, oh my gosh, he's doing this, so I'm totally going to do that. Like, no, focus on your path, master one thing, and then surely from there you can branch out into many other facets.
So how do you put this into action? Because sometimes, I know I do, I know a lot of people do, you go onto Instagram and you're like, oh, I just, you know, had the worst day and someone's on a yacht, or I just got fired and someone just like bought a brand
new car.
Guys,
perception will kill you, hey?
Yeah, I know,
perception,
but it's hard.
Perception will,
like,
kill you.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly
so,
what you're talking about.
So, I mean, what do you
about?
Do when you go onto Instagram, you see people living their best lives, and there's you, and you've just had the worst day ever, and like, it's just not going your way.
So, I became smart about it. At some point, like, it just used to cause me a lot of heartache.
It's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, but I always say with Instagram, the cool thing about it is you have the power to choose who you follow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's too much for you to see people, just unfollow. Maybe, I know I follow a lot of motivational quotes and whatnot. It's a lot of fitness.
So you read more than you watch.
I read more than I watch. And I'm a bit conceited in a sense that sometimes I literally just go on the gram to check the amount of likes I have. And then I log out. Because it's too much, man. Like, on a good day, like, if I'm doing great, then I'll be like, I'm doing good too. But on a bad day,
it's too much.
Nah.
Hanging out on Vuv Central. Shout out to everyone who's sending things. Entle sending kisses. Dakar sending 3. This looks like a heart with a South African flag on it. Someone says, hey, hi. Shailene says, Didi looking all beautiful.
Thank you, girl.
How long does it take?
To what?
To look this good. Or did you just wake up like this?
On most days, I
most
do wake
days
up
you
like
did.
This.
Who did you wake up with? I'm joking. Tell me about how you get to look like
no,
this.
No, I mean, it depends. It solely depends on what, the occasion is.
Yeah.
I'm a simple kind of girl.
But do you wash your face every day?
Do you my face every day. I'm very pedantic about my skin.
Really?
I'm very fortunate to have good skin.
Yeah.
So I take care of it.
Okay.
So on days that don't require me to be out, I won't wear makeup. But on days like this, I'll wear very light makeup.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to look presentable, whatever. Yeah. And then obviously for big events, then a face beat is
You'll
required.
You'll do a little bit more.
And I also have to learn how to take care of my face, because on most, not even on most days, every single day when we're on set, we wear very, very heavy makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, they keep retouching it throughout the day. So that's 12 hours of just makeup being piled on your face.
And they're consistently adding to it and adding to it.
And adding. So it's very important to wash your face. Some people go to bed with a face full of makeup. I don't understand, because that stuff is heavy. So yeah, that's I'm chilled. I'm very chilled. It literally depends on the occasion. Makeup is expensive, yo. I ain't finna wear makeup every day.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't buy any. I can't afford it at all. Someone says, yeah, you are beautiful without makeup. I've seen your videos. And this is pretty interesting, because you do share quite a bit of stuff on social media, looking at your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You do allow people in quite a bit. Where do you draw the line with, you know, how much you will and won't post? Because I see a lot of photos here are of you. And then, like, it would be difficult for me to figure out who, like, your top friends are and who your bae is. And who, like, it would be, I'd have to, like, really go deep into the gram.
So
would I even find it?
I won't. First of all, there is no bae to find.
Okay.
I used to post with my bae, but then that's...
Did you delete them all afterwards?
Yeah.
What, when you broke up?
Yes.
You deleted all the pictures.
Why is he there? Just, what if I get a new bae and then he goes through my timeline and it's because I stole people?
You've got 1,512 posts. After you deleted all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it end badly?
It didn't end badly. It's just
you didn't want to.
Yeah, it's just it's awkward. Cause you know why? I stalk people.
Yeah.
Like, on the gram.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I see like unfamiliar faces there, I'm gonna be like, who is this chick? And, you know, and I don't.
And then
I
you'll go.
Want,
do you, you don't want people to do that to you.
I don't want people to do that. But also, I feel like once the chapter is done, it's great. It was amazing.
Did he delete all the pictures with you?
Mm-mm.
He didn't. Okay.
No.
So people would still think if they went to his time. Okay.
Yeah.
Shame. He got the raw end there. I'm
Why
kidding.
Are you doing this?
Tell me about. But tell me about how you kind of draw the line with what you. And do you delete something if it doesn't get a certain amount of likes? I mean, how. What do people like on Instagram, I guess, is the question, really. Like, what have you seen that they like, and what kind of content do they like from you?
People like good pictures.
Yeah.
People like it when you look beautiful. People like funny stuff on the gram. Yeah, perception always sells.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you're doing something amazing that's almost unattainable to, you know, the general public, then that really gets people going and stuff.
Now, why do you call yourself the short queen? I mean, I don't think it's that bad. It's not like, I mean, I could see you when you
walked
in. No,
I mean, I'm not like the measured queen.
I'm just
like, I'm short. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because apparently, how I look on television is not how I look in real life.
That's everyone, though.
I mean, yeah. So a lot of people see me like, oh my gosh, you're so short. And I think because growing up for a little bit, my height was a bit of an issue. And then I got over it at some point. And now when my career was picking up in the industry and a lot of people just highlighted how short I was, it started getting to me.
Mm.
And I was like, how can I turn this around to make it work in my favor and it be something that I celebrate instead of something that I resent about myself? And I was like, aha, hashtag yourself, royal one.
I dig it. Yeah, because then you take the power out of it.
Then I take the power out of it, yeah. So now when people are like, oh my gosh, you're so short, I'm like,
yeah,
hence
I'm the short queen.
The short queen.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people entering the room. Bully entering the room. Bokamoso entering the room. Remember, if you missed any of this, it's going to be in the Vuv app for a bit. And we're going to continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com as we cut the visuals and head off Vuv in a little bit. What is your word to the people? Like, I've asked you a couple of questions. They've probably all been dreadful. what's the one thing that we should really have learned that I may not necessarily have picked up on, or the one thing you want to say to other people out there? It doesn't have to be motivational. It sounds like I'm looking for something motivational.
No.
Really
nice. I'm probably going to go the motivational
route.
Okay.
It could be like wear lip gloss more. I don't know. Whatever.
No, I mean, not the right person to
be
telling people.
So don't wear more lip gloss.
No, I mean, just do you. If Vaseline is your vibe, then, you know, don't say.
Yeah. Keep it consistent.
But basically, I think to the youth, I'd say, guys, just... follow your own journey. Don't compete with anybody. Don't compare your lives with anybody else. I know there's a lot of pressure because there's social media and so much influence from other people that we wish to be like and whatever. But just stay on your path, stay on your journey, and eventually things will come together for you. the way it has been designed specifically for you.
I like it. Who keeps reminding you of that in your life? You've reminded everyone else, but who reminds you of that?
My family. My family is so dope. And I'm also surrounded by a very strong group, small group of supportive friends. I find it helps to keep your circles smaller. That's one thing that I also learned in 2017.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the people who really inspire me. I think, you know, especially when I'm not feeling great, whatever, you always need people who are going to uplift you and who are going to fan your fire as opposed to taking it
throw
out.
You in. Yeah
So I choose to surround myself with very positive people who wish the best for me, and by so doing, I don't know, it's, you know, it uplifts me. It makes me a better person.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Now, how do we keep up with you all day, every single day, all over social media? How do we find and keep up with Didi?
Well, I mean, social media is easy. That's at Didi, D-I-D-I-E underscore Makobane. Twitter, it's at Deedstar. What's the other thing? Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is Didi Makobane. I'm not on Snapchat. I don't know how it works.
But we're going to get you onto Vuv now as well. Because you see, now you've been on Vuv for
the
first time.
Yeah, I was on... I thingied Vuv. And then I was just like, you...
Well, maybe it's because you thingied it and you didn't use it.
I think so.
If you didn't thingy it, maybe it would have gone a little bit better.
But it's
very cool. Look at all these people that have showed you love on Vuv and entered the room
so
and
cool.
sent you gifts. And then here's all the faces of the beautiful people watching
you
right
so
now.
Thank you so much, guys. This is so awesome.
It's very, very cool. And you can gift each other things. What gift do you want from a fan really badly outside of like a digital gift which you would get on Vuv?
What gifts are they?
There's, I mean, you can have anything. What do you want?
I don't know, a bouquet of...
A car. She wants a car.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Didi, for stopping by. Everybody always wants a car. Very cool hanging out. We'll have more Vuv Central action for you. You can, of course, subscribe to the Cliff Central channel. It is in Vuv, and we'll catch you again on the flip side, 5 p.m. Peace out.
Kelman on
CliffCentral.com. Yeah, man. So, really great session with Didi on Vuv Central just now. And of course, if you missed the visuals of that, you can get the Vuv app and find all of it and hang out with her. But now we get to go really in depth. We learned a couple of things about Didi and the Vuv broadcast. We learned that you're great on Instagram. We learned that you love theater. We learned that you didn't know what you wanted as a gift from people, so I just gave you a car.
Because I don't know what gifts they are, but thanks for the car.
It's a pleasure. It's parked outside.
Ooh.
We learned you don't have a bae. We learned that when you did have a bae and you broke up, you deleted all the pictures with the bae, and you left the other 1,512 posts you had. But the ones with Bay, you cut. But then what's even worse is that Bay still has them on his Instagram timeline. So he's still holding on. He's got the photos there. And you were just like, yo, I've got one place for you. And it's the trash can.
No, I feel like as people, we heal differently.
Heal differently?
Yeah.
So how did you heal? By getting rid of him?
Like, I don't want to see pictures. No, man. I mean, you're making
me
sound like such a bad person.
No, you're being so nice to me because I'm completely out of order with all of this questioning. And I'm very out of order, and it's unacceptable what I'm doing, and it's very uncool. Yeah, but you're handling it like a pro, which is why I can keep dishing it out.
Thank you so much.
But it seems like you handle everything like a pro. Talk to me about how you figured out how to be professional in this industry, because no one really teaches you that. I mean, you know, you have an honors degree, but it's not like people teach you how to engage really with a casting director in the right way. Or do they? I don't know. Am I being out of line here?
I mean, I don't know what's happening in schools or varsities nowadays. But I graduated in 2011.
Yeah.
And when I was in school, no one was teaching us how to sort of respond to casting directors. But in as far as discipline and professionalism is concerned, I can safely say that going to school for what I do played a pivotal role, because it just sort of teaches you the ropes and whatever. So I already walked into the industry knowing that it's not an easy space, you know, knowing that there's a whole lot more that's going to be required of me than what meets the eye.
Mm.
I also think surrounding myself with a lot of professionals, engaging in conversations with them as to how you handle a lot of things and how you handle yourself in a professional space has really played a pivotal role in how I handle myself in certain spaces. So yeah, it's really a matter of wanting to know something and investing the time to actually learning how to get it done.
So tell me, you're super professional. You have studied this at WITS, like you are qualified to do this. I mean, you've put in the work. What's interesting though is that you've also accumulated quite a strong social media following and people that really dig you. And so take that conversation and then throw into this idea of people getting jobs based on their social media following, and your opinion on that, because you must see it all the time.
Yeah, you know what? At some point. Look, I could choose to be bitter and it'll drive me insane.
Yeah. But you've got a strong following yourself, yeah.
I do, but I'm literally at that stage in my life where I'm not famous enough or I'm too famous. Huh. And I'm like, because sometimes they want a new face or sometimes they want a really well-known face. And then I'm just like somewhere
in between.
And it's really awkward because at the end of the day, it always boils down to, but is the quality of the job not dependent on my professionalism and my hard work and the quality that I'm willing to bring to the project as well. But then I've also come to terms with the fact that not everything is for you. You know, you can't bag every single role that you audition for. Mm. You can't bag every single job that you put yourself forward for. So you win some, you lose some. Keep it moving. Don't take it personal. And yeah, and you'll flourish. You'll carry on flourishing.
Tell me for a second about where you grew up.
I grew up in Joburg.
Cool.
I grew up like all over Joburg. We moved so many times before we finally settled down in Norwood.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you went to NSA. I mean, you've had a very sort of strong theatrical grounding. Like, it's not just the WITS, you know, BA dramatic arts thing. Yeah. It's like the NSA thing behind it. Like, you've really known for a long time, this is what you want to do, and this is my career, and this is my 9-to-5.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. And that's why I was saying I was fortunate enough to have a very strong support structure. Mm. I think my parents also saw something in me and they were like, okay, there's something about her.
Yeah.
That's...
Do you have siblings?
I have an older sister.
Okay. What does she do?
She works at the airport. She's like focused.
Oh, she's a great person to know. What does she do? I'm going to get her information because people that know people at the airport always helps you in life.
It helps me in life.
So has she upgraded you and done the whole...
I mean, darling,
Has she really?
I'm just saying.
No, but this is why I need someone that works at the airport. They help you so much.
They do. Like, I don't struggle as much.
She can delay flights for you.
Not really delay flights for me.
She's delayed a flight for her.
I've missed a couple of flights. And then I'm like, Sissy, I missed a flight. And she's like,
Let me hook you up. And then they type excessively on the keyboard. Know. And then it's good to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. It is
It's dope.
And everyone must be super proud of how it's turning out, right? When you book a show and eventually it gets on TV, like, does everyone sit around and watch? And,
definitely. I mean, I still have my parents who literally watch my show since it aired last year in October. They still watch it every single day.
Yeah.
Well, it's not on every single day. Well, every single Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, they focus, they're there. Any reruns of my show that come back, they're on them. They tell family. So... It's really, really awesome. They are really proud of me, I guess, you know. Even though sometimes it's really challenging. And I'm sure they'll also look at me like, ish, maybe you should get a 9-to-5. But I think because whenever what I do comes around and I flourish and I do it so well, they're just like, okay, we get why you have to go through what you go through. So
I dig it. Well, listen, Didi, it was fantastic to hang out with you on VOOV Central, and fantastic to speak a little bit more now. You gave an amazing final word to the people in the VOOV Central broadcast. I'd suggest everyone go check out that visual on VOOV on the Cliff Central channel, or of course you can get the podcast of this. But you can leave me with one final line, anything, but the one line. The
one
last
line.
One was like a long extent. This is like a one liner, like one sentence. Like, always eat breakfast, or I don't know. Don't chew with your mouth open, whatever.
Do you, and don't stress about the rest.
Dude, you see, she's so deep. She could have come with, like, brush your teeth every day, and then she came with that.
That's a standard.
Yeah, man. Didi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
To the ex, like, you really missed out. I don't know what you did or how it ended. Maybe you just weren't enough.
You
maybe
are so you were spicy. Too much.
He wasn't spicy enough. All right, Didi, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you so much. This is CliffCentral.com.